news down under, white people and aboriginals continue to live and prosper alongside one another. Thousands of black Australians turn out at Sydney's modern airport to welcome home their hero, Arthur Tunstall, a pioneer and champion of race relations and a man beloved by all. Someone else Australians just can't seem to get enough of is model-turned-actress Kate Fisher. This shy and retiring local lass is something of a recluse with a deep aversion to publicity, and when she does make one of her all-too-infrequent appearances, she's barely recognisable beneath layers of heavy clothing. Come on, Kate, you down-under Greta Garbo. Let's see what you're made of. Australia's taxi drivers are the friendliest in the world, according to their many supporters both at home and abroad. Their courteous manner and exemplary personal hygiene is taken for granted by most locals, though their continued reluctance to offer opinions on political matters and the issue of immigration can be frustrating. Still, we salute you, Aussie cabbies, and your exceptional dress sense. Australian television programmers are renowned for their vision and individuality. How else can you explain the diverse range of programs on offer? From the world's weirdest television to the world's wackiest videos to Australia's funniest videos to Australia's wackiest wedding videos to Australia's funniest people to the world's funniest commercials, the vast choice has viewers fumbling for superlatives as they hail the networks for their rich and seemingly limitless bounty. And so we once again say goodbye, or should that be, stone me pink and call me a pie floater, to Australia, birthplace of that elegant and well-mannered cultural ambassador, Michael Hutchins.